Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning. Who would you want to be performing in your living room on Valentine's Day?
Josh Groban.
Josh Groban, that's a good one. Any particular song or just all of them?
You know what? You lift me up.
Oh, my, yeah, you raise me up.
Oh, my God. My heart is soaring as we speak.
Yeah, mine too.
Grobtastic.
Hi, Kiss 98.5. Who's this?
Sheila.
Sheila, if you could have any person performing in your living room on Valentine's morning, who would it be?
Bruno Mars.
Oh, right?
Yes.
High five.
And Julio with a stretch.
What do you think of the new Bruno Cardi B song?
Oh, I love it. I just told my daughter that's going to be my wedding song.
Please me? I like that. Go, Mom. What'd your daughter say back to you?
She just rolled her eyes.
I was going to say, did you get
perfect
the
answer.
Eye roll? Yeah, that's the classic answer. Beverly, if you could have somebody performing in your living room on Valentine's Day, who would it be?
Adam Levine.
Yeah. Now, shirt on or shirt off?
Shirt off.
Excellent. Excellent choice.
Are there Adam Levine action figures? Like tatted up.
Wouldn't that be amazing?
There
you know,
be.
I feel like there are action figures of every celebrity. You just have to look hard enough. 644-9850. All right. So Kanye had Kenny G perform in their living room for Valentine's Day for his wife, Kimmy. Jessica, who would you have perform in yours?
Well, that question really depends on who you're asking, because Kanye was smart. You don't want, like, Neo or Chris Brown performing for your wife.
Right, yeah.
You know, so he goes with the old white dude. I mean, if it was me, I would definitely want Chris Brown.
Hey, now.
Hey, so who would you want, Jessica?
I'd want, like, Chris Brown. He could dance and sing and, you know, do the whole thing.
Okay. I love it.
The whole thing?
Ikara.
Hi.
Hi, who would you want performing in your living room?
Andrea Bocelli.
Oh, my gosh. Could you imagine?
I would do anything to just be in the same room with him while he sings.
Voice
yeah,
of an angel.
Same. I would love, and he's been around here. Shame on us for not seeing him. You know,
and he's not a threat to any husband, I don't think, except that voice.
Mm. Yeah, he's got an amazing, yeah, absolutely.
Andrea. Begs to differ.
He's like, you have not seen my Italian role that I have.
Is Jessica, he Italian?
Isn't he? No?
Yes, yeah, oh. Very.
Jessica, you scared? Wow. I had to think about it for a second. Jessica.
Hello.
Hi, Jessica. So Kanye had Kenny G perform in his living room for Kim. Who would you have perform in your living room?
I would have Frankie Valli.
Frankie Valli, yeah.
I love his voice, the old school thing to me.
You want so, young yeah. Frankie Valli?
Who loves you, pretty baby? Yeah, so you must have loved Jersey Boys.
Oh, my God. My mom took me, and I was obsessed with them.
Yeah, yeah, I hear that. That's a good answer. My mom says she would want Justin Timberlake to perform in her living room.
Probably.
Yeah, why not? Dana.
Or Drake.
Hi.
Hi, Dana. Drake's a good one. Who would you want to perform in your living room, Dana?
I would have to say Michael Bublé.
Oh, that
Bublé.
Is amazing.
All the way. Yeah.
All the way. Are you going to a show?
No, I wish
oh,
I
no.
could. No.
Oh, no. Yeah, he puts on an amazing show if you get a chance to get tickets, but Michael Bublé would be an amazing living room
the
performer.
The reviews came in of his first show of this tour, which kicked off a couple nights ago.
It was, yeah, was it Tampa?
Unbelievably mm-hmm. good. And that's from someone who I don't think is a Bublé fan that just went to go look at the show and was like, oh, wow, I get it now.
Chris.
Hi. Good
Hi.
Morning.
Good morning. So you have a chance to have somebody perform in your living room, just like Kanye had Kenny G perform for Kim. Who would you have?
My new favorite love, Brendon Urie.
Brendon Urie. Mm-hmm. Very
oh,
nice.
My God.
How was that show for you? Did he blow you away at that?
Yes. Okay. Well, that was my third show because my daughter actually has loved him for about 10 years. So I've heard the music, and I went to one when it was at the Armory in Rochester, and then we went to another one in Rochester in Canandaigua. And then we went to the one here, and I just love him more and more every time we see him. And
He's just the cutest little thing.
That is amazing. Thank you for calling. Appreciate it. Kimberly.
Hi.
Hi. If you could have somebody performing in your living room, who would it be?
Channing Tatum from Magic Mike.
Well, now it's a
He doesn't sing.
It's okay.
He doesn't play an instrument.
It's fine. He does his own.
Oh, that's okay. He performs.
Look at you go. I like your style, Kimberly.
I see the law
Call us again. Missy. The show's taking a new turn. Hi, Missy.
Hi, how are you?
Awesome, Missy. It's Friday. If you could have somebody perform in your living room like Kanye had Kenny G do for Kim, who would you have?
I would have Michael Bublé, by far.
Yeah, everybody's...
crooning voice.
Mm-hmm. He's pretty amazing. I have to agree with that. Beth, you're on Kiss 98.5. Beth?
Hello?
Hi, Beth.
Hello?
Hi, Beth. If you could have somebody perform in your living room, who would it be?
Well, my husband and I don't agree on a lot of music, and the two stars that we agree on is Avril Lavigne and Christina Perri.
Wow.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, either of those, I mean, Christina Perri would be amazing. Avril's got new music coming out,
doesn't she? She dropped a song called Dumb Blonde with Nicki Minaj, which is a really good collabo.
I'm so excited.
I'm excited for that. I like Avril from back in the day. It's fun. She's no Vanessa Carlton, but she's awesome in her own way, and I'm so happy that she's kind of back in a good spot.
Those are good choices. Becky.
Yes.
Hi, Becky. How about you?
I would think I would like to have Lenny Kravitz.
Yeah.
Oh, wouldn't that be cool?
Now we're talking.
Oh, yeah.
Olivia.
I kind of like that. Yeah, that would be really fun. Well, then you're going to throw Lenny Kravitz. I'm going to throw Dave Matthews in. Like, I got to put him.
Yeah.
I mean, could you imagine?
Now you just want a concert in your living room.
Now I do just want a concert in my living room.
Yeah, I don't even know if I'd like him to perform. Just I'd like Lenny Kravitz in my living room.
And again, the
Have
show
seat,
takes
Lenny.
Another twist.
It's going to be a while.
And I like the twist it's taking. Thanks for calling. Happy Friday.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.